The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
What's up, woolly mammoth? Adam Schaefer? Whoa. That's a beard right
Adam
there, bro.
The woolly.
It's coming out.
It's still going.
It stopped growing down. It started growing out.
I know all you pussies
mine went back to
gave
the
up already.
Stubbly.
Doug never started.
Stubble.
But you guys, or at least I don't think he started.
Don't fuck with Doug, bro. He'll grow a beard right before
you know,
your
my
eyes.
Girl said, hey, it feels like you have curly pubes going into my mouth. So I was like, all right, I'm going to shave.
Oh, when you were kissing her?
Yeah.
At first, I was like, well.
That was the most vulgar thing I've ever heard her say in her life. But it was
hey,
true.
Sal, could you please introduce us? Because I've been getting told lately that a lot of times.
You are listening to Sal DiStefano introducing Adam Schaefer.
Introducing.
And Justin Andrews.
The best one.
And this is Mind Pump. Guys, by the way, before I continue, let's get serious for a second. Have you guys been on Mind Pump?
We're always serious.
Have you guys been on mindpumpmedia.com and look at the testimonials?
Doug shared that with me last night. And
did you cry like
dude,
I did?
Fire. Oh, I was like a sobbing.
I'm not going to lie, dude.
No.
I'm not going to lie.
I was misty, though.
I didn't get misty. I actually had a tear fall down
wow.
my face. And wow. I don't cry for shit. And I sat there. I'm just kidding. I cry a lot. But I was watching it. I was looking at some of these testimonials. And I'm getting emotional because what I expected these testimonials to say would be things like, I lost 10 pounds, I built more muscle, and that's what they're saying. But it's way more than that. Like they're talking about like life-changing shit.
Yeah.
It's freaking humbling, man.
No, it hit me like right in the love muscle, dude, seriously.
In the love muscle.
Yeah, man, like right in the core.
I'd actually like to open it up for anybody that's been listening to my it totally got me all like wow, you know, I would have never guessed that you know what it's changed. I mean, we know, of course, MAPS is phenomenal. Ah, yeah. You know, we knew the program was badass. We knew people were going to do that. We knew we were going to change people's physiques. But I'm actually most impressed with how many people have changed their relationship with food and trying to be a better person. Those are the ones that got me kind of emotional when they start talking about stuff like
well,
that.
Well, there was a lot of people on there who would say things like, "I used to work out 5 or 6 days a week." Mm-hmm. There's a couple females on there saying, you know, I used to train so hard and then my body just wasn't cooperating. Like I was eating so little. I was exercising every day with super high intensity and I was gaining body fat. It just wasn't, just something wasn't working. And then I started the MAPS program and now I spend 3 days a week in the gym and I do some trigger sessions on mm-hmm. off days. I'm, you know, incorporating intermittent fasting and eating this particular way. And I've changed my relationship to food and boom, I lost, you know, X amount of pounds. And now my body's starting to respond again. Yeah. That's life-changing shit. Now, I'm making it sound like, you know, but this is very, you can tell by the looks on their faces and how they're delivering what they're saying that this is a big deal.
Oh, it's very sincere. And I mean,
exactly.
All joking aside, like I really did. I got moved, you know, especially from the original passion that I think we all share being personal trainers. Like that's what you want to hear as feedback from your clients. Like you want to know that. You're taking them in a direction.
You're making
that,
a difference.
Yeah. Well, it's giving them back. It's empowering them. It's allowing them to experience what we know and love fitness to be and like, how it's supposed to help you, from a health perspective, not just from a physical, visual sort of appeal. So,
well, if you're listening right now and you're in need of a little motivation or you want to feel, you know, you might feel like you're having a struggle right now with fitness and this is, or maybe you feel like this isn't for you and I'm never going to be fit or I'm never going to feel good. Go on there, mindpumpmedia.com and watch this. These are regular people, pouring their hearts out, nothing produced. It's pretty awesome.
Well, we just started,
we just
opened this up yesterday for, you know, our forum members and thought like, oh, you know, it'd be great if you guys shared what's been going on. And then people just started leaving these videos. So I actually think it would be great to open that up. Is it possible? Can they just email the mic? Can we open this up to anyone that's listening, even if you're not in the forum with that? If you've been listening to Mind Pump for a long time, if they how it's impacted you, whether it be, you know, your fitness journey, your nutrition.
Yeah, whatever. How would they do that?
If I they think want you can post a video over on our Facebook page. Is that correct, Justin?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, we have just a fan page, I believe, on Mind Pump, and that's something.
That's how they find it, just Mind Pump?
Yeah, and just Mind Pump.
I think it's Mind Pump Show.
Show.
Yeah, Mind Pump Show.
Like it's /Facebook/Mind Pump Show, I believe.
Beautiful. So they can go there and leave and just talk about whatever.
Cool. Right on.
That's awesome. That's very nice stuff there. So, guys, I got a subject I want to talk about. I actually have, I had a client the other day. Let me tell you why I got this idea. And this happens to me all the time because I like to train. I have a decent percentage of my clientele base to be an advanced age. So, you know, I train probably
the silverbacks.
Yeah, I train maybe, let me think. Well, probably over 5 or 6 clients I have are over the age of 75. Okay, and that's a pretty big percentage.
Wow.
Most, most trainers, you won't even have one, let alone, you know, more than 5. So I've got a decent amount that I train. And inevitably, they're always so blunt and honest with me, which I love. One of the reasons why I love training them. And when I first start training them, one of the first things that they always comment on, men and women, will always comment on is how all of a sudden they're having a sex drive. All of a sudden they feel like they're getting a stronger sex drive.
Go granny.
I actually had.
Go granny, go.
So I had one client, like one of them, you know, when I first started training her, she came in after about, I don't know, we'd been training maybe 2 or 3 months. And she comes up to me. She goes, so, you know, I'm noticing a lot of benefits and changes, you know, from exercise. I said, oh, that's awesome.
It's like beating around the bush.
Yeah. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And she goes, no, like different.
That sounded horrible. That was unintentional.
Takes it too far.
No pun intended.
And so she's like, I get different kind of results. I said, stronger? And she's like, no. I said, you know. So I'm going down the list, and I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, I feel more alive. She kind of looks at me funny. And I said, do you have an increased libido? By the way, right after that left my mouth,
it's a great term, though.
I thought to myself, please fucking God, let that be what it is, because that would be real uncomfortable.
You're really reading into this. Yeah.
So I'm looking at you right now, and I'm thinking, you must be horny.
Look at those eyes. Yeah. And, it says everything.
And she's like, yes, and that's totally a normal side effect of exercise. And so this prompted me to think, you know what?
Exercise with your very good looking 37-year-old fucking intelligent man. Yeah.
Makes you horny.
Yeah. I think it sounds pretty anecdotal to me. I bet that has more than two. I know you want to attribute this to his great training, but more likely it's because you're probably...
Because I'm the trainer?
Yeah, you're...
Well, that's the end of the episode. We've solved this riddle. You want to get hornier, just train with me. No, exercise and diet, and there's certain supplements that have clinical evidence that show that they benefit libido, that they increase sex drive. And we need to talk about this because
absolutely,
sex drive and libido is like this taboo. We don't talk about, when we talk about health,
it matters, everybody.
Well, yeah, when we talk about health, we talk about everything but your sex drive. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we'll talk about your, how do you
everybody
sleep?
Gets so squeamish and,
nobody wants to talk
about it.
Yeah,
let's talk about sex, baby.
So we talk about, you know, we sleep. You know, how well do you sleep? And how well is your, your gut function is good. Oh, you're strong or you're flexible. Nobody asks people, how is your libido? It's like this inappropriate question, but it's a very important gauge to your health. It's a very, very important gauge. Now, we're talking about healthy libido. I'm not talking about, like, there are certain conditions where people have this excessive libido, you know, horniness like Doug does.
Right. That's why you give him a stuffed animal. Go to town, Doug.
Doug's forearms are massive.
So we got him a Mind Pump Bear. That thing's got holes everywhere.
Oh my God. Justin.
You're so inappropriate tonight.
So
dude.
Bad.
It's the topic. It brings it out of me. Just,
this is why motherfuckers don't want to talk to you.
I'm sorry.
About their healthy libido. Because then you make
that's what you're going to get from me.
I know. That's exactly, right? That's why you know none
you
of his clients
are. You guys will be all serious. None of his clients are libido. And just, I'll be like, you're really like, horny right now?
Justin's like, here's a bear. Go fuck it.
Yeah. Probably got to play with yourself some more. Something.
So we should talk about this. So libido is a good measure of health because your body will only want to procreate when it feels like you're strong enough and healthy enough to either bear a child or care for a child. So one of the first things you'll notice that'll go down when you're tired or sick or overtrained is your sex drive. And what I find fascinating among some of these people I've talked to, these competitors, Adam, I'm sure you can attest, you were in that world. These are shredded, muscular athletes, men and women, many of them even on testosterone. No sex drive. That's like the first thing they complain about when they're dieting real hard or whatever, is that they lose their sex drive.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and that's because their body is, you know, telling them, we're not going to procreate because you're not having enough food. You don't feel good.
You know, I have to say, Katrina's mom, it's pretty neat. She's 65, and she's such a forward thinker. I remember when I first started dating her when I was 30, and her mom was, like, really adamant about her and I going and getting all our hormones, blood, everything all checked and, like, tracked of right where you're at right now because, you know, as you age, you're going to see that's going to change, and you want to know, and you're going to want to know what you can be doing to change that and attribute to that, whether it be exercise or nutrition, or if you go the hormone therapy route or whatever it may be, because that'll become important. You'll find out how much the difference you'll change emotionally, mentally, all those things that is affected by this. And we just don't take that in consideration. I mean,
yeah, that's such great advice that, like, you'd never even consider, right? Like,
you know, and that's why I thought of that. I lagged on it for a long time too, and I remember when I finally did, I was like, man, why wouldn't I do that? Now I know where everything is at, right where I'm at right now, how I feel. And, you know, it's only inevitable as I get older. A lot of those things are going to decrease, and other things that are going on with my body hormonally too could get could worsen and change my metabolism, change my mood, change my energy levels, change my sleep patterns. Like, and I want to know, you know, I want to know what. And then I also know that, you know, we're all so much into manipulating our foods and figuring out how foods make us feel. And there's a lot of stuff that's related to that. You know, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, your fat intake is directly related to
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Like it's a low fat diet that's too low in fat. Your libido will be destroyed.
Yeah.
You'll be crushed. Fats are extremely important for, you know, obviously the integrity of your cells, but also for hormone production, especially the cholesterol. And so when your fat intake is too low, you're not going to be producing those hormones that Adam's talking about that'll make you feel, you know, good with a good libido, or where you have no libido.
Yeah.
So food is a very, very important one. And I would say make sure you eat healthy fats. By the way, if you eat shitty fats, like the kind that are from highly processed vegetable oils and
fried foods,
you know, hydrogenated, oils. You're going to, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about eating those healthy fats.
Well, what that's going to do is going to promote estrogen. You're going to promote those levels. And when your estrogen goes up and your testosterone goes down, you're going to feel different. Let me tell you, you know, being somebody who has been up and down with his estrogen and testosterone levels, there's a major difference when it's not right, you know, or it's not normal.
Do you feel like a different person?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you notice but over time, I feel like that a lot of people don't realize that when you're 50 and you all of a sudden start maybe you think you kind of notice, but then you don't really pay attention to it. Or maybe you just think you're just tired because of that long weekend or whatever. But over time, like at one point you kind of scratch your head and you go like, oh shit, I definitely know that 15, 20 years ago, I was a lot more vibrant or maybe even more positive, like, because it affects your mood like that too. A lot of people don't realize what an impact that has. And, you know, talk about trying to stay motivated to be healthy and working out. I mean, it becomes compounding when you don't eat correctly and you're not working out, and then your hormone levels are starting to go down. It's hard to get out of that hole, you know? So I definitely feel for a lot of clients that go through that. You know?
Exercise in general, if done properly, will improve libido. And there's a number of different ways it does this. One way is just activity. Moving causes you to feel better. So if you feel real tired and you get up and you do a few jumping jacks and a couple push-ups, you'll automatically feel better. And when we feel better, we're more likely to be horny. It's just a bottom line. So there's that. There's also the feel good chemicals that are released with exercise, which put you and make you feel more in the mood and increase your libido and make you feel better. But then there's the positive anabolic effects of exercise. And in particular, it's resistance training. Resistance training will affect your hormones more than any other form of exercise, hands down, bar none. Nothing comes close to proper resistance training when it comes to balancing out and creating a more youthful hormone profile. This is for men and for women. Doesn't matter.
Now, wouldn't you say too that you could even go further and say that there's specific exercises that are going to promote
100% of course
more than others?
The exercises that are going to build the most strength and the most muscle also happen to be the ones that affect your hormones to have the biggest impact in a positive way on your hormones. So they've done tests on this, and they found that because there is an immediate testosterone response to exercise, which happens relatively quickly after exercise, squats, barbell squats are the king. Mm. And barbell squats also happen to be
one of the most demanding, for sure.
It's not only is it demanding, it's just using a big
big signal.
Yeah, big signal, yeah. Big gross motor movement. It's a very natural movement.
Right.
And they find that squats, barbell squats are number one, and deadlifts are like number two. And incidentally, those happen to be the exercises that we always recommend.
That's why we got massive boners.
I could deadlift without my hands. So there's that aspect of it.
I just think that's important to point out, because I know we've been asked before. We talk a little bit about when we go and we program design and the trips that we take and all the thought process of hashing it out between all of us, what goes on, but we don't really get into detail. But this is an example of something that we take in consideration when writing a program, that it isn't just about the aesthetic side or what's going to burn the most fat or build the most muscle. We also take into considerations like this, like your hormonal levels, yeah, and how important that is.
Keeps all that balance
into your program design too, that, you know, hey, yeah, you could probably do this exercise or that, but if we know this is also going to benefit you by making sure we incorporate this two or three times a week, I mean, that why wouldn't we? You know, that'd be silly not to.
One of the number one weird side effect testimonials I'll get, people will message me.
I already know where you're going, because you've told me at least five times.
Bro,
told you
it's
this.
The weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah,
I'll get a message from
after
people.
Phase one.
Every time.
I'm really hungry and I'm really horny.
Yes. Phase one. Phase one of red maps or maps anabolic.
How many times have we heard
people
that?
Tell me that it makes them feel.
I didn't believe them. Yeah. I didn't believe them until it started happening to me, too, where people started telling me.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Yeah.
We hear. Yes. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Something's working.
That's awesome.
Another important factor is
salute.
Yes, exactly. Another important factor, sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, that will affect hormone levels, increase stress hormones, and will also reduce your libido quite a bit. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've had clients who all they did was change their sleep and have dramatic changes.
Well, isn't there also like with antidepressant medications and like some other medications that may be contributing to this, let's call it dysfunction, erectile-y.
And that... And that's not erectile.
Well, all of a sudden you get shy.
You like
on
that? Yeah. No. I was trying to be like all kind of scientific, you know, like but backhanded, right?
Yeah. It's but that's more of a chemical signal having to do with the serotonin receptors. But again, if you're on medications that affect your sex drive, but you need to take those medications, then you want to do the other things to offset it, like exercise right and eat right. And then there's certain supplements that are out there. That improve libido from
horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed in men has been shown to improve erections and sperm mobility. And then there's maca root is another one. Men and women.
Is that like seminal volume one? That sounded interesting.
Maybe seminal
for that.
Maybe Justin's batter. Justin's on a roll. He's on a roll today.
Hey,
yes.
Maca's a good one.
I feel like he doesn't want to talk about fitness. He wants to talk about something else. Today.
He does.
Sorry, Alan.
Son of a bitch.
Let's tie it back in.
Here we go.
Come on, Sal. Save us.
Have you guys ever heard the term corgasm?
Corgasm.
Corgasm.
Have you ever heard this?
No.
So I obviously we're on the subject. This is apparently, it's like a thing. Like apparently if women, if they do certain core exercises, they feel like they're going to orgasm. I'm not making this shit. You guys are looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
You mean Kegel exercises?
Is this what's going on in Pilates?
Did someone misspell it when they told you?
No, dude. No, I'm telling you right now. I swear to God, if you Google that in.
Core orgasms.
No, just corgasm or orgasms from working the core. Doug, look that up for me, bro. I'm telling you right
that's
now.
That's a new one.
Really?
That shit's, yeah.
It has to have something to do with that, though. When you're tightening down your core, I mean.
Oh, there's definitely a nerve or something that's getting, you know, that's getting stimulated that's causing that sensation or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting thing. I've had a couple clients tell me about that. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not while we're working out.
The 75-year-old?
Again, huh?
It's the 75-year-old again. I have a feeling. I haven't felt.
My new undies.
Yeah, the more and more you keep talking about this client, I think that it might have something to do with their hot trainer.
Was she the one that pinched your butt that one time you mentioned that?
No, I wasn't a client that did that. I mean, that was someone at Knob Hill. Okay. I was reaching for something, and this old lady comes and she pinched my ass.
You're like, hey, and she was like, a human being.
And she was like 90, dude. She was really fucking
old. It's you.
And
that, that's aggressive for a 90-year-old.
I looked at her, and she just deadlocked me. Like, looked at me in the face, like, and did, then smiled.
Did
like,
she turn
I'm
in?
The
one. Like, turn, tilt head?
No, she's like, I'm
in?
The one that did that. And she, like, giggled a little bit. And I'm like, wow.
Thanks, Granny.
That was hot.
I don't know. I'd rather have a candy.
I feel like Doug's having a really hard time finding.
What is he doing?
Orgasms.
Yeah.
Did you, Doug's all
did,
a bunch
did
of
Google
porn,
help you?
Bunch of porn
well, here's up. The thing, you have to get through all the garbage.
Yeah.
People who are promoting corgasm exercises.
Right.
Wow. So that's just a marketing thing. But apparently there is a study that says corgasms with exercise are real.
Whoa.
I haven't read the article.
This happens to be another time Sal was right. Let's write
yeah,
that down.
Yeah, according to
wait,
Google.
Wait. Adam, can you read over there? Because that might be just a dead
You
thing.
Can see it on ABC News.
We don't.
Once again.
Anytime that Doug agrees
Google
with
said,
yeah, Doug agrees with Sal, we automatically just disregard unless
I'm
one
just
of us.
Hey, do you guys
give me his phone.
Do you guys ever work out with your girls? Is that like a sexy thing or no?
Yeah, man.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It works,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's both ways.
It's
you
good.
Know what I mean? Like, she likes to watch me. I like to watch her. It's this weird thing. You know, we try and leave the gym before it gets real weird.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
So for reals, though, it's
no, but it's good. Yeah, it just helps to kind of get the blood flowing and, you know, everything else.
I think it's a sweat and the pheromones, too. What about you, Adam?
Awesome.
You ever work out with your girl? I know it gets weird when I work out with you, but I'm wondering.
Well.
Man, I'm getting all horny.
It's all those
this.
Hip thrusts you do.
Yeah, no, I definitely. My girl and I work out every weekend together, and it is. I'm very focused though when it, so I'm not like distracted. Like, oh, I'm horny really as much as I am probably afterwards. So for me,
that's
it's,
what I'm saying. It's like the workout does that.
Yeah, but I'm not like eyeballing. I take
you're not grabbing and perving.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like you see some couples that are in the gym like that where they're kind of you know they're grabbing
like that
around.
PDA stuff. Yeah,
no, either mine.
I do it all ninja though.
Yeah. All ninja. Yeah, get a little credit card while she's doing a deadlift.
Sweat, yeah.
Little deadlift. Little guess? Deadlift credit card.
Yeah. Oh, little pinchy.
That's the move.
Yeah, no, it's
little,
especially
spot and thrust.
Especially when my girl PRs, that turns me on.
When she lifts like heavier weight than
she does. Yeah, when she hits a new PR.
Yeah, when my girl gets all competitive, she'll see some girl doing like the Smith machine. She talks shit to her. She's just like, look at her in the Smith machine with 10s. And she's like putting like 135. And it's like, yeah, girl.
And Justin's like, I'm so going down on you later.
I'll be there all night.
No.
Just
So exercise, sleep, nutrition. What about foods? Foods you can eat that should help with libido?
Soy.
No.
Just kidding.
No,
good,
actually.
Good fats.
No, it's
good fats. But you're right, Justin.
That was a joke.
You're right. Too much, too high of a consumption of soy can potentially have negative effects because of the phytoestrogens found in soy.
Is this also the same phytoestrogen? Is that the or is that xenoestrogens? That's from plastic. Right?
Yeah, xenoestrogens are man-made plastic type of or chemicals. Excuse me, man-made chemicals that can interact with the estrogen receptor. Phytoestrogens are the same thing; they just come from plants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you eat soy like a normal amount, you're okay. But if you eat a shit ton of soy, or you're always drinking soy milk,
it's gonna kill your dick.
You can potentially have problems with your dick.
Can you make that the mind pump meme for this episode?
Yeah.
Is that soy dick?
It's going to kill your
you
dick.
You know, we started this,
soy.
We started this episode, and I'm
dick.
Like, this is going to be a good, serious episode.
What did you
I are you act? Serious?
I should have known.
Really?
We're talking about libido, bro. It's already hard for us not to interject penis
seriously?
Comments. No, it's like, yeah.
It's like you're throwing me softballs this whole episode. You know what I mean?
Well...
In my face.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying my hardest to get back on topic. Please forgive my... here's another thing, which we're leaving out. When you work out, you look better. And you know what I'm saying? It gives you more confidence.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to make you...
The mental aspect of it, for sure.
Total mental aspect.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Yeah.
You ever... I mean, you know, when you're feeling fat, Adam, do you feel horny?
No. I'm definitely that guy, for sure. Also, just flexibility, too. Flexibility and mobility. I mean... How much are you more likely to want to have sex and you're feeling that way when you can actually get up and move around?
You move well and you feel good.
Yeah, instead of being stiff.
You're
and
right,
achy.
Though. It's all about how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like if I'm feeling like all
like I had too many calories and I'm just all gassy and like bloated.
I'm not in the mood. You know what I mean? You don't want to backfire while trying to hit a PR. If you know what I mean?
That was the best feeling he could come up with. That's, you know,
I
was weekend.
Trying.
I think that's the most I could squeeze out of this episode. Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. Please leave us a 5-star rating and review. You can find us on Instagram at Mind Pump Radio. You can find me at Mind Pump Sal. You can find Adam at Mind Pump Adam. You can find Justin at Mind Pump Justin. And don't forget to go to mindpumpmedia.com.
Yeehaw! Hopefully this episode makes you horny.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.